What up? Check, check, check. Doing a sound check.
Hey.
Sound checking.
Oh, hello.
What?
Hello.
Hey, it's my favorite character, Foreigner Armando.
Hey.
Hey, Foreigner
hello.
Armando, what's going on?
Do you have food?
Nope. I'm poor too, Foreigner Armando. Oh. Unfortunately, things here in America aren't so great, and even us natives are not. Well, I'm not a native. Us citizens, manifest destiny. Oh God!
Oh,
shut
no.
up, Mike. Shut up. Anyway, I can't afford to give you anything because we're poor, too.
Oh.
So I wish I could help you, Foreigner Armando.
Oh no.
I'd rather talk to Medea Armando. That's my favorite one.
I will go now.
Okay, go away, Foreigner. No, go away, Foreigner Armando. Immigrant. Get out of my country, Foreigner Armando.
Go over this wall.
Where is this fictitious... Hey, guys, by the way, Mike Zimmer joined with Armando around at Team Awesome Inc. here. Coming at you like Cleopatra from the 90s. I'm still using that reference. Fuck it. I'm bringing it back, dude. I'm bringing it back. Cleopatra coming at you. Team Awesome Inc. coming at you. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Check out our website, yotina.podomac.com. Armando, we've got shout-outs from the peeps.
All right.
People took time, as per usual, like, they took time to write us messages on YouTube, and the time that they took to write these messages, I want to give them the floor and be respectful of them and their time. Be like, hey, you know, like, thanks for commenting, guys. Like, really, truly appreciate it. So big shout-out to you guys out there in the YouTube... In the YouTube-verse? In the YouTube-verse. So we didn't have a lot of trailers. We did, but we didn't.
Great.
We don't have a theme song for this, so we're gonna improvise one now. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Soundcheck, shoutouts. Soundcheck, shoutouts. It's a fucking soundcheck, shoutouts. Fucking soundcheck, shoutouts. Bow, 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 bow. Nice. Fuck yeah. Literally from now on, I'm going to play that. Like, that piece of audio for the sound check shoutouts. That's our new theme song for the sound check shoutouts. All right. So we got two. I'm focusing on two important ones here because these motherfuckers really took the time to get to us. This lady, Nihad Nuno. Nuno. Nihad Nuno. She's beautiful. She's got a beautiful photo. You look beautiful, Nihad Nuno. You said, and this is to our Dark Tower trailer reaction, to the trailer number one to the Dark Tower.
Sure.
She goes, where we talked about the Man in Black, I'm like, you think you, like, they casted Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he's too, like, sexy to be the creepy bad guy. And she goes on to say, actually, the Man in Black in the books was quite a handsome guy, but creeps you out at the same time. So I think McConaughey is perfect. And then she does a laughing while crying face emoji. Look at that. She did a laughing, crying, like, oh, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying emoji. Thank you, Nihad Nuno. You are awesome. And thank you for taking the time to let us know that we were wrong in our opinions. But being cool about the comment as well.
I'm sure everyone else will let us know when we're wrong.
Oh, yeah. You guys let us know all the fucking time.
We can on you.
You sons of bitches. No, but we love you. Thank you so much. Here we go up to, yes. Oh, my God. Here we go. we got a pretty immediate response to our Injustice 2 Joker reveal gameplay footage.
Yeah.
Where we were kind of talking about, like, the Joker and everything.
Yeah, and his new look.
And his new look. They got a new look for the Joker. And it's kind of... Armando, describe it to the people buy me time while I pull up this quote.
She's showing a lot of skin.
Yeah. Mixed between Jared Leto's Joker and Heath Ledger's Joker, kind of. No grill, no tattoos, scarred mouth. Looks emo.
Right. He's wearing a long trench coat.
Long
thing.
Purple. Yeah. Oh, it's so weird seeing us do this while we're doing it. This is the YouTube video. It's literally playing. Here we go. Guy's name is Harvey Rent on YouTube. Harvey Rent made a comment, said, okay, because I talked about how Robin had a sword in that fucking gameplay footage. Like Joker's coming up, and I'm like, I was all like, oh, okay, well, I'm not sure how I feel about the Joker. And then Robin came in with a fucking sword, and I'm like, what the hell is Robin doing with a sword? Armando, I'm so old with comic books now. Mm-hmm. There's a whole other generation of Robin
Like, there's two others. Yes. There's been two new Robins since I've checked in, man. And Damian Wayne.
When did that happen?
Damian Wayne, get this. The Damian Wayne Robin has a fucking sword because he is the son of Talia al Ghul and Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Ra's al Ghul's daughter is Talia al Ghul, and Batman banged her. So Batman had sex with his enemy's daughter, which is like the coolest fucking thing. It's like that makes Batman even fucking more badass. It's like he banged an immortal villain and he banged his daughter. It's like, I can't kill him, I can't send him to jail, so I'll bang his daughter. That's how I'll punish him. Awesome. Nice. You for that, Batman's
with
the shit.
With my peen.
With my dick. Sorry. But in a good way. Like, she'll enjoy it, but her dad will not. That's horrible. Anyway, that's why Batman's the ultimate badass. I mean, think about it. He's like, well, I can't fuck him in real life, so I'll fuck his daughter. She's consenting. She agrees. She wanted to. No one stopped Talia al Ghul. In fact, she came on to Batman. You know Batman. He's like, I don't want to. I can't. No, I fight crime. She's like, fight my vagina. And he's like, no, I won't do it. I know I have to punch my dick. Punch it. Punch my dick. Punch the erection away. I'm Batman. You know, she's like, yeah, but I've got a vagina. And he's like, oh, it's too, I can't resist it. It's just like Catwoman. Every time Catwoman shows up, I can't help it. And she, literally, I could call her a pussy. I could. And I get pussy from Catwoman. And she's a bad guy. Oh, I'm so conflicted as a hero. I love Batman. Sorry. He's fucked up, isn't he? He's really fucked up, Batman. Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is a fucked up guy.
Well, anybody who puts on a costume.
Sorry, we went on at length about that, but let's get to the comment from Harvey's Rent, which is a cool name for a fanboy. And look at his photo. It's Harvey Dent from the animated Batman series. Nice pick there.
And it looks good.
It looks good, man. It's before Two-Face.
Right.
It's Harvey Dent. So it's Harvey's Rent. And he goes on to say, that Robin is Damian Wayne, Batman's biological son who was raised by the League of Assassins. He also uses a sword. The other guy who used the bow staff was another Robin I didn't even know about. another different Robin. Tim Drake. I knew about Tim Drake, but I guess that Tim Drake uses a bow staff. But I thought Nightwing used a bow staff, and he was like the first Robin, and his name was Robert Paulson. No, his name was the Flying Graysons, Dick Grayson. Mm. Dick Grayson. He goes on to say, Harvey's Rent goes on to say, the plot does matter. Because remember we said the plot doesn't matter, it's a fighting game.
Mm.
He says the plot does matter with an amazing comic book and awesome first game that play a huge part with characters. And this game, all right, they are not doing skins, but a gear system in which you can change the look of your character to suit the way you... Oh, so I can build my own bat suit? Fuck yes, the day has arrived. Design my own bat suit. It's going to be a combo of Batman Beyond and I guess the Frank Miller Batman, like the old school one. So a little bit of old school, a little bit of new school. That's cool as hell. So, yeah, I mean, you won't be able to get like the 1989 Tim Burton, Michael Keaton Batman skin, which I'm waiting for. Come on.
Wait, you
got to make that video game,
guys. They have
guys.
To make that.
You have to make a period appropriate 1989 Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, doesn't Warner Brothers still
video
own
game?
That?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so they could do
a Telltale series on it.
Yeah, they did.
Dude, easily. No, yeah. For but do it in that universe, in the Tim Burton universe.
In the Tim Burton.
Get Michael Keaton to come back and voice Batman. And oh my God, how fucking cool would that be? You know they'd do it if it was a video game. Like the original Ghostbusters came back to do a Ghostbusters video game, which was kind of like the official...
If Telltale's behind it, I'd be cool with the 60s Batman.
Honestly, oh my God. Oh my God, a 60s Batman? They should just make a 60s style Batman parody just to parody the current Batman. That would be dope. Like period appropriate, just as campy, just as stupid.
Yeah.
I think people would eat it up because like a lot of people like campy 60s Batman, you know?
Yeah.
And Batman's gotten so serious too. Why so serious? You know, like Batman's just gotten so serious now. It's like, and Warner Brothers is fucked up enough like with that character. It's like, fuck it. Now we got to go comedic with Batman for a while so that we can cleanse the palate and then bring him back as a badass and reboot him again. So let's go fucking off the chain with Batman. Get weird. Let's get weird with Batman. Let's go mod 60s.
Is Adam West still around?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he voices Batman in the Lego, in the first Lego Batman.
Nice.
So he was, no, he's Commissioner Gordon. Excuse me.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Commissioner Gordon in or the mayor or something. I can't. It's like Quahog. He's like it's like Family Guy. But Adam West pops up in the Lego Batman universe. Will Arnett is the voice of Lego Batman now, which I think is a perfect for parody.
Yeah.
But why not Will Arnett for a 60s version, like a mod 60s Bruce Wayne, like campy Batman TV kind of thing? Like, that would be amazing. With Robin, Michael Cera as Robin, Will Arnett as Batman. And oh, you could man. Do like a, like anyway, this soundcheck
be
shout
super
out,
low budget.
This soundcheck, oh my God, it would be amazing. You know it would be amazing. And you can get the same old Batmobile and the same costumes and they look fucking ridiculous. And they'd go fight crime in those outfits and be like, I'm Batman. And be like, you look like a fucking asshole. Be like, where's your gun? He's like, I don't need a gun. I fight crime with my fists and technology and bulletproof vests.
And money.
And money. Money. I'm rich. The fucking trailer. What's your superpower? I'm rich. No. God damn it. That's not Batman's superpower. Fuck you. I don't care what anyone says. It's his drive and determination. Eat a dick. Moving along. That's enough with this soundcheck shout out. Checking in with you, peeps. Thanks for tuning in. We got a lot. Like, man, we're getting new Twitter followers every day. I got to do some shout outs to these guys as well on the awesome knots. And no, I'm not saying you're not awesome. It's not a 90s joke. It's not a fucking Borat reference. CC Victoria 29, thank you for joining us. Matt. Liked our nerd update, Last Jedi details, BBC's War of the Worlds, you know, that segment. Thank you, Matt. Celine liked our nerd update, Last Jedi. Thank you, Celine, on the Twitterverse. Followers, the big critic followed us.
Does that have a weight problem?
Yeah, they, what?
Does the critic have a weight problem?
The big critic?
The big critic.
What about him?
He's big. Has he been eating too many calories?
Are you making a fat joke about the big critic?
No. I'm curious. I'm curious.
You are making a fat joke about the big critic.
No,
Armando,
no, I'm
Aranda.
Not. No.
You are such a nice young man, and here you are being so rude to this fat gentleman, this portly fellow.
Portly.
Sorry. A color green. Thank you, A Color Green, for liking our Little Hours Dave Franco Aubrey Plaza movie reaction. We liked that movie trailer ourselves. We laughed our dicks off at The Little Hours. That was awesome. God, I can't wait for that movie to come out. Aaron Lee followed us. Thank you, Aaron Lee. He's a, what does he do? He does marketing. trying to perfect the art of marketing cappuccino. He's an introvert with awesome hair, he says. So follow Aaron Lee at Ask Aaron Lee. He's from Malaysia. He lives in the States. Who else we got? God, so many. Tower Path followed us. Pirate Republic followed us. Chaos liked our tweet about Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. So thank you, Chaos, I guess. But I don't want to be friends with Chaos. Philosophically minded, I just don't want to be friends with Chaos.
You don't choose Chaos. Chaos
chooses you. No, Armando, you're right. And with that, we're going to end this soundcheck shout-out. But quickly, check in with us. How are we doing, Armando? How are you? How's your life?
You're alive? Good. I'm chilling now.
You're breathing?
I'm breathing.
Yep.
It's more sun and, you know.
Not
I'm good.
Here.
I'm thankful for that.
Not in the dark.
Not in the dungeon.
Awesome pad. Dungeon pad. But other than that, you're doing well. Feeling better. Last sound check, you said you were going through a bit of a spell. You didn't say that, but I'm saying that now. It's the dumbest thing.
I put
thing.
A spell on you.
Because you're mad. You're feeling better, though.
Yeah.
And to put long story short.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going with it, and I'm not going with it, you know?
What are you doing? So you're doing nothing?
Not exactly.
You're not going with it.
I'm not doing
listen,
nothing.
Man, listen, man. I've dealt with a lot of Buddhists in my time, all right? I know how to deal with these fuckers. If you're not doing nothing, but you're doing everything, you can't. Fuck off. Just fuck off. You can't have it both ways, Buddhists. Like, Yes, you can, and no, you can't. Fuck you! Stop fucking with me, Buddhist! I should have, man, when I went into AA, I should have picked another religion to get behind.
This is the most annoying religion.
It was either ninjutsu or Buddhism. I should have gone ninjutsu. I could have learned how to crawl walls and shit. Oh, fuck. Anyway, no, the Buddhists are great. I just got to learn how to accept everything and nothing at the same time.
The simplest thing about it is just let go.
Let go, but hold on.
Hold on.
Literally, there's three dukkhas. They tell you, in Buddhism, they say there's three dukkhas that cause suffering. And that's ignorance, aversion, and attachment. Mm-hmm. Aversion and attachment cause suffering. If you're too averse to something, you'll suffer. But if you're too attached to something, you'll suffer. Mm-hmm. So you have to, basically they're saying you have to find the balance between the two. Mm-hmm. It's all about balance. And then it says ignorance towards something that also causes this, the three main causes of suffering. They call it dukkhas. God damn it. Here we go. Yeah. Now I'm preaching Buddhism to the people. Yeah. What the fuck? Look, that's my own personal thing. And I'm not going to put it on you guys, but I'm just letting you know that's, you know, it's like that they say everything is and is not. It's like one and zero simultaneously exist at the same time. So let's start the show.
Three, two, one. Let's get the
Erotical. Awesome hypothetical.
Isn't that nice, Armando Aranda? Another little fancy ditty from Stoddard Blackhall. It's time for your... isn't that nice, Armando Aranda? Another little fancy ditty from Stoddard Blackhall. It's time for your awesome hypotheticals, everybody, here at Team Awesome Inc. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. Yes. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page.
Yes,
and of
take
course,
a deep breath in.
Take a deep breath in and go to our website, yotina.podmac.com. We also do reaction videos on YouTube, so hit it up. It's Zimmer Mike on YouTube, all caps, no... space. Simmer Mike, like I'm yelling at you.
Exhale.
But, you know, Armando, on this episode of Awesome Hypotheticals, we can't be too relaxed because the shit is hitting the fan, motherfuckers!
What?
That's right, it's time for your worst case scenario, bitches! We're here as a team to survive this random series of worst case scenarios yet again, Armando.
Right.
Last week we did worst case scenarios for our awesome hypotheticals, and people really liked that segment.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're
oh,
digging
I'm glad
in.
They did.
Got a lot of downloads, and people really liked hearing us sort of going through these weird ass scenarios, how we would survive them.
Yeah.
So I have another list of random ones. We'll just do a quick little. Yeah. Survival thing.
Survival duty.
Again, this is how it works. We're thrown random. Fucking really random, weird survival scenarios, like
right.
worst case scenario. Like
right.
you don't want to be in this scenario. How are you going to survive it? This
right.
this could be anything from like a plane crashes to like you're at a bar and like the, someone really ugly is talking to you, but you don't know how to get away from them. Like so, what Armando and I do in these scenarios is we work through them as a team, being that this is Team Awesome Inc. Right.
Right.
Right. We're going to do it as a team and see how we're going to survive these scenarios. So the first scenario up is. You end up in a parallel dimension.
Parallel dimension.
Oh, shit, Armando.
All right.
Everything, reality has just transformed around us, and everything that we saw before is now different. We're in
okay.
another reality.
In another
a
reality.
A parallel dimension. It's hard to say.
Parallel dimension.
Yes. We're there. Oh. Well, we talk like this. It's very bad. It's right. Canada.
It's Canada.
It's South Park, Canada.
Put my finger.
Hey, buddy. Don't call me buddy, friend. Don't call me friend, guy. I love that bit. Sorry. South Park forever. Anyway, so we're in a parallel dimension, Mondo. What are we going to do? Are we going to try and get out of it? What do we? How do?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need more information.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go outside and see what's up.
Yeah, it's like
we have to like pull out our phones and see if they work.
Yeah,
like, what kind of dimension are we in? I guess we got to set some ground rules. I mean, when these scenarios are thrown at you, they don't specify them.
Right.
They say you end up in a parallel dimension. What do you do? It's like, well, what is this? What's in the parallel?
I mean,
dimension?
Can I get back to my original dimension?
I'm assuming
it's like...
if it's a parallel dimension, it's gonna be somewhat similar to ours. But what? What's different about it? I guess we need to establish some ground rules here for this first one.
There's a lot of ifs, you know. Like
it's a parallel dimension. It could literally be anything.
Yeah, I mean,
it's infinite. Reality is infinite.
Right.
So.
I mean. I'm assuming it's capable of sustaining our lives.
Supposedly.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, that would make a more interesting thing.
Right.
Fuck.
Like, what would really... If it's plausible that I could find a way to come back, you know, and it won't...
That's what I was thinking.
...won't be too much of a pain in the ass, that's going to decide what I do in the parallel universe.
Right, if you could come... Wait a minute, what do you mean? If you could come back, what would you do in that parallel universe?
It would basically be... It could basically be GTA in real life.
You want to do Grand Theft Auto in someone else's reality? You're a dick. You want to go into someone else's reality? It's literally like going into someone else's home and just knocking their shit over and slapping them around. You're like, hey, fuck you. Be like, what the hell are you doing? It's like, whatever, it's not my reality.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, bitch. It's like, hey, don't be mean to me. I don't know you. It's a breaking and entering. I'll show you breaking and entering. You piss on them. Ah, what the fuck? You're not even, like, you're just, like, pushing them around and being a bully.
Right.
Just bullying. Just a stranger, you know? It's like, why are you doing... That's rude, man. Like, if I went to a parallel dimension, I would just want to go around and see what minute differences there are. Like, what if the gravity was a bit lighter, you know? And I could literally just, like, jump and make leaps and bounds because the reality I came from, the gravity was heavier. Mm. So I'm like a superhero in that fucking reality. Like, that would be cool, you know?
But then that would be normal, though. Or
no, it wouldn't be because
or
my
your
reality,
muscle would be stronger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because in this reality, it's like going to another planet that would have lighter gravity. It's like if all of a sudden our planet happened to be a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller,
right?
It would depend, and then I'd be like John Carter of Mars, where he's throwing boulders around. If you've not read that book or seen the movie, you don't know what I'm talking about. If human beings were on Mars, we'd basically be super powered.
Right.
Because the size of the planet and the gravitational pull, we could lift a boulder like the size of a Buick pretty easily with about maybe two hands or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be like nothing.
Right.
We could literally jump from one end of a crater to another on Mars, and I don't know how accurate that is, but it's pretty close to that crazy.
Yeah.
How superpowered humans would be on Mars.
Right.
So another reason to go to Mars is that we would be like gods on that planet. Well, all of us jumping around like superpowered beings.
At least until our muscles atrophied.
No, but until then, we would be badass.
Yeah, we would be badass.
We'd have to go and work out and obviously, and you know. But imagine like the gyms on Mars, like the weights and how to measure weight on Mars. I guess a parallel dimension, whenever you talk about parallel dimensions, it just goes on and on forever. I guess without knowing what the dimension is, it's hard to say how we would survive it because we don't know what it is. So assuming that we were able to cross into that parallel dimension, I guess we would try to survive it by getting out of it. We don't know what's going on in that dimension.
Right.
We don't know if it's good or bad. We don't know if like there's some weird disease that everyone's got an immune shot for and we didn't get one because we're from another dimension.
Yeah.
So there's some super virus that everyone's immune to but us, and then we fucking die. Like, think about that. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'd probably have to see if there's a way to get back.
Yeah, we'd have to like immediately be like, whoa, everything changed around us. Yeah. Like, how do we get back to our reality, and what reality are we from?
Well, and if it's not...
Let me look at my ID. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. Do I got a passport? I don't know. How does this work?
Yeah, and see if it's not feasible, you know, to... Well, yeah, see if it's feasible or not to come back.
Yeah, that would be the ideal is to try and get back. I guess that's how we would try to survive, is we try to find scientists and say, we're not from your reality. We need to go back to ours.
Help then us. We'll get locked 16 stories underground.
Or we'll just be thrown in an insane asylum.
Or an insane asylum. Right.
Or they may make us president. I don't know. Yeah. Like, it depends on that reality. They might be like, yes, you are the kings.
Whoa,
like,
that's like, far out, dude.
Whoa, man. So that's how we'd survive. Yay. All right, here's the next worst case scenario. By the way, I forgot to mention, we're going to have like weird, fucking weird ones and crazy ones.
Okay.
So the fucking like crazy ones are like more real world based.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking weird ones are just out there, man. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Here's the next worst case scenario. You're camping and a bear shows up. Oh shit, Armando. It's a fucking bear. Oh. Now we gotta establish what kind of bear it is.
Oh, hi, bear.
Oh, hello, bear. How are you? Are you in the woods? I noticed I'm in the woods too, bear. With Tommy Weezer. Tommy Weezer's out camping. Hello. It's Survivor Man with Tommy Wiseau. I'm going to survive out in the woods on my own. It's like Bear Grylls. It's like not only Bear Grylls, but like also Survivor Man to an extent, because right. the way he talks,
yeah,
it sounds like the director. What's the director's name?
The director of what?
Well, it's of Grizzly Man.
Oh, Grizzly. Oh,
he has that. Survivor. I know it's driving me anyway. So how will we survive this bear attack, Armando Aranda? What kind of bear is it?
What's the most common? It's like
what's the most common bear? I don't know. Should we Google this shit? No, we can't Google it. We gotta survive as a team with the knowledge we have.
Well, I guess a grizzly bear is probably
more common than a brown. Is that brown or brown blair?
I think it's a brown
blair.
Brown blair.
A brown blair. It's not gonna be a polar bear, obviously.
Probably not.
Most likely not. Let's see. Okay, well, we're camping and a bear shows up. We're at day or night. Doesn't matter. It's a bear. We're camping.
Well,
we're just literally at the camp hanging out.
Yeah.
And then a bear shows up. What do we do?
I want to see if the bear looks aggressive or
not. Do we
not.
Just stand there and just wait for it to do something? Do we just not move? Is that what you do when a bear shows up? You just don't move?
Well, that depends. If
my instincts would tell me to just freeze. Just, dude, wait and see what it does. Because if I get up and start running around, it's gonna spook it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to be like, what the fuck? What is that? What's that thing?
Yeah.
That fucking weird thing, that skinny, weird, blonde thing running away.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh my God, it's a fucking bear. Like, I would just I would just stay there and look at it. Or just look at the ground. Not even look at it.
Yeah, don't look at
it. Don't even look it in the eyes. Don't look it in the eyes. That's what we're advising. We're not survival experts, by the way. Let's preface this. We should have prefaced this before by saying we are not survival experts.
We're not survival experts.
We're not experts by any means.
We're just doing this off of like our knowledge in our heads, which probably does not include.
We are not doctors. We are not lawyers. We're not qualified.
It does not include the relevant information. You can correct us.
Google it yourselves. Don't take our word for it. Google it for yourself. All right, sorry. Reading Rainbow reference. By the way, Reading Rainbow's back, guys. Go help support Reading Rainbow and LeVar Burton. They're doing God's work. It's awesome. So don't look it in the eyes, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. if it just starts, like, eating our food, we just let it. Just let it do whatever it wants.
Exactly. I would say,
but
like...
what if it starts coming up to me and starts, like, sniffing at me? What do I do? What if it smells what if it smells my medicinal supplements? And it's like, hey man, what's going on?
Give it to him.
But I need my medicinal supplements, Mr. Bear. Give me your medicinal supplements. I'm sure it's not gonna be a
talking bear.
Talking bear. Not all bears can talk. No. Despite what Yogi told me.
I think most bears do not talk.
Most bears do not talk. Well, it depends on which community you're speaking of, which bear community you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
There's different communities of bears.
Huh. There's different kinds of bears.
There's the wild animal bear, and then there's the other bears.
Bears.
Like the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
What do you think I was talking about? Armando Aranda. Did you think I was talking about a part of the homosexual community known as bears? Because that's kind of what I was referencing. Yes. That's another part. The Chicago Bears are not associated with that group, but if they were, that'd be cool too.
Yes.
In fact, I would make
them cooler. Nothing wrong with
that. In fact, I would make them cooler. if the whole team, if all the Chicago Bears were bears, like they were homosexual men and they were all bears, and they were on the team, the Bears, that would just make sense.
Yeah.
You know what? Make it happen, Chicago. Back to this hypothetical, how to survive a bear attack. If it starts sniffing at me, what do I do? Nothing. If it starts like batting at me, they say play dead, right? When a bear comes up.
Yeah, I think they do.
So I guess I just play dead and I don't know. Are bears sexually aggressive? Do I have to worry? Is it like a dolphin? Will it try and like get sexual?
So. I don't think bears
will a
confused.
Bear try and get sexual with me?
I don't think
will
so.
Will I get raped by a bear?
I don't know. Maybe you could try seducing the bear.
Ooh, that's a good tactic. Try and like seduce the bear.
Yeah.
Be like, well, hey there, Mr. Bear. Man, well, somebody looks like they've been hitting the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been, yeah. Are you on a diet, Mr. Bear? Be like, well, I have been hitting the pond a little bit lately, more than per usual, yes. It's like, whoa, a fucking talking bear. And it's like, oh shit, the human nose. And it takes off. And it's like, that's how you survive, guys. Boom. That's how you survive.
That's how you survive.
You come onto the bear. You trick it into talking because we all know they can talk. and then you live. Or no, seriously though.
Or you give it all your stuff.
Just let it eat what you want. Yeah, you want. Let it eat what it wants.
I think if the bear caught scent of caught the smell of food and it's approaching, I would just, you know, I would just like see if it's like aggressive or not.
Right. I
think if it's approaching, then it's just like I would like open the cooler and then just dump everything out, unwrap everything.
Well, and sometimes the best defense is a good offense. Really, if the simplest thing is if you set up camp in the middle of the woods and you know bears are around. Mm. Bears don't like fire. They don't like smoke. Oh. They just don't like that shit. Like,
well, why didn't you tell me that?
No. So what I'm saying is that if you want to be preventative, like you could just like as soon as you set up camp, they usually tell you to just like start a fire because it'll help keep. They'll be like, whoa, there's fucking people here. Mm. How do you know? Do you smell that burning shit? That's not a normal smell, man. They're burning shit.
Yeah, and these people are idiots.
They're fucking dumb.
They start forest fires
in our forest, and it scares us. And then they kill us and eat us. They're fucking crazy. The fuck is wrong with them? To animals, we're the aliens.
Yeah, I know.
To animals, we're the aliens. We show up in their environments and we capture them, and
I was thinking about this with one of my friends a while back.
No way, really?
It's just like, yeah,
this is perfect for us.
I mean, like we're apes, but like, aren't we like pretty damn crazy for apes?
Like, dude, like for we're animals too, yeah. but we act like we're not.
Yeah,
we put on clothes. We say yes, hello.
Yeah.
Good morning. We work jobs and we punch in and we punch out. We wear clothes and suits and or dresses or whatever.
Yeah, and then we get into these metal machines.
and we go out into the woods and the animals are like, oh, it's one of those. It's one of them.
Right.
Like the weird fucking weirdos, man.
Right.
The ones that have like little hair. And all the guns.
the ones that are not of this world. Well, they are of this world, but they pretend like they're not.
Exactly. Maybe that's what the aliens are. Maybe they're lizard people coming out to look at the surface world in their spacecraft. Look, this hypothetical's gone off the rails. Bears, how do you survive? Basically, at the end of the day, try and start a fire at your camp, wherever you're setting up camp, just try and get a fire going because it helps ward off animals and predators and stuff like that. Also, it's just good for heat. It's a good source for energy. It helps forge tools. It helps with food. Fire is helpful for humans.
Yes, fire good.
Fire good, yes. Fire. We both agree, fire good. And if a bear comes at you and if you have a fire going, maybe you should have a branch prepared that you can light where you can wave it around at the bear.
And be like, ooh.
Remember, it's like Frankenstein. Fire bread. And then the bear runs away. That would freak it out, actually. If you got a flaming fireball in its face, it'd be like, what the fuck is this? They know magic. Like,
nice.
They go running off in the woods. I don't know what's up with those guys, but you stay away from them. They're fucking crazy, man. They tried to light me on fire. Like, what? Yeah, they tried to light me on fire. I was going over to say hello, and they lit me on fire. Like, bears generally are just curious, but they're very hungry because in the woods, there's not a lot to eat.
Yeah, it's
and
tough out
big.
There.
They're big, and they got a lot. They got to eat a lot.
They're big, yeah. They need a lot of calories.
So, like, if anything is food to them, so you got to be careful. So,
right.
You know, they tell you to play dead if they start fucking with you. I don't know. Like, play dead up until a point. If you feel like you can, like, run away and climb up a tree, or you feel like you can get into a car, or you feel like you can get to safety, that's up to you. Follow your own instincts, but generally speaking, don't like the best thing to do in any of these scenarios. The best thing to do is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is just don't panic. Mm-hmm. The first thing to do in any of these worst case scenarios, just like Douglas Adams wrote in his Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, don't panic. Mm. If you just take a deep breath and you take stock of the situation, you can pretty much get out of it. Hopefully, we're sure. So that's your set. Yay, we survived.
Also, we don't take responsibility for anything you do.
Yeah, don't.
Or
so
don't
if you
do
go
based on this,
if you go camping and you follow our advice, and then
bad
things happen to you, we're not responsible.
This is not professional.
We're not taking
expert advice.
We're not responsible. We're not taking responsibility for your fuck ups in your life. You should have read a book. Read a fucking book. This is called hypotheticals, man. It's called awesome hypotheticals.
Talk to a park ranger. You know.
call the park ranger. Yes. There you go. All right. and always light a forest fire. No. What? No.
Oh.
Always light a fire at campsite and make sure it's contained with stones and sand or dirt or, you know, whatever you got, and just make a circle, fire pit. Follow the rules. Just read a book, goddammit. Here's the next worst case scenario, Mondo Ronda. Hey. By the way, we survived. Yay. The bear left because we fucking freaked it out. It's like, what the fuck are these guys?
Because we're like weird pale apes.
What are these guys? They're probably going to kill me. All right, here we go, Armando. Weird, normal to weird. You're being stalked by a vampire. What do you do? Oh, shit, Armando. A vampire is stalking us.
So it's just
it's
like,
late at night, Armando. You just got off work. It's quiet out, and all you feel a dark presence behind you.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Mike this time. Your buddy on the podcast and the YouTube videos. Check us out. Simmer Mike. Subscribe for free, by the way. Just type in Team Awesome Inc. You could subscribe down there. So you're walking down the street, but you know it's a dark presence, and it feels dark. You get on the train, and this dark, shadowy face figure is following you. You go home, you see this dark shadowy figure, you know this is a vampire, and I'm being stalked. Well, what do you do?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't show it where I lived. I would skip going home.
I'd go to a church immediately. I'd just like literally like go jump on a church and be like, ha, bah, safe spot, bah. And he'd be like, damn it, home base, you can't touch me, home base. And he'd be like, damn it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
hopefully, but that's like if you assume the folklore of vampire, like which vampire folklore are we going with here? Is this the end race?
I mean, any folklore could be bullshit. You know?
I guess, I mean, like, let's just stick with traditional. What's the traditional vampire folklore? They don't like garlic.
No garlic.
They don't like holy water. Holy water burns them. It could kill them if enough of it's dumped on them. It's like acid to them. Daylight, obviously. I don't know about silver. That's debatable. They say silver. I don't know. There's other folklore that says if you put a pile of sand out in front of your house and in your front door, the vampires have to count. That's why the count on Sesame Street is called the count, because vampires,
part of
vampire folklore is they have to count things. They have OCD. Vampires have like massive OCD. They have to count pebbles. So that's why like people would put piles of stones and stuff in front of their house, because they were warding off the vampires. The vampires would literally stay all night trying to count all the sand. And then the sun would come up and they're like, fuck. And then they'd go run away. They're like, ah, damn it, this pile of sand. Like, fuck, how much was it? 9,900. I can't remember that for tomorrow night. And then they go. They get back in their coffin like, fuck, I'm hungry. Like, just think about it from their perspective, you know? They're going to survive, too. It's like they got to eat rats and shit. That sucks for a vampire.
Does it? I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, we're being stalked by a vampire. Let's assume that's the folklore. I'm assuming I'd just go to a church. I just go to a church. It's New York. There's plenty of churches.
Oh, yeah.
Or a synagogue.
Mean,
just a holy...
I was thinking just go to a well-lit, crowded area, you know?
Right, but even like... then, they're vampires. They're quick. They're superhuman.
Yeah.
But they're stalking you. The thing is, it doesn't know that you've picked up on it yet. Okay. Mm. So what do you do? Do you go to, like, I say just go to a church and talk to a priest and be like, hey man, I'm not father.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't happen to know where the churches are around the city.
Dude, you got a phone. Google map that shit.
I could Google map.
If you know a vampire is following you, I'll tell you what I'd do. If I found out I'm like, that's a vampire. Fuck. I got to find the nearest church. I would go into Google Maps. I'd be like, fuck, I'm on the subway. I can't get my internet. I feel like I got to get out. Okay, where are there usually churches? In New York, they do a lot of AA meetings in church basements.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I know where a lot of churches are the city, because of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right, right.
For other people, you could literally just Google map churches.
Right, right, right.
But anyway, what would you do? I mean, that's how I do. And I'd go to the church and I'd try and be like, give me holy water. Well, can I just get like a super soaker of holy water? So if the vampire comes here, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
And be like, ah, fuck, ow, damn it. And like, can I get a cross? Thank you.
We
be
sold
like,
it hey, for him.
Dickhead. Yeah. And I'd probably go to Gristiti's and get some garlic. Actually, I'd have a pretty good night, you know? Like, I'd go to a church, I'd go get some grocery shopping.
I
got a lot done. This vampire was stalking me, but I got a lot done. I got grocery bags too, got some eggs. Vampire's all pissed off. He's like, fuck this guy. He knows it. He's on to me. Fuck this shit. Boom, we just survived.
Yeah.
We know what to do. But if this isn't a traditional vampire.
Right.
Oh.
Well, I'm
what's Ooh.
I'm assuming because you said like he's stalking. I'm assuming the vampire is stalking for a reason because right. the vampire doesn't want to get caught. If the vampire could just get away with it, why isn't the vampire just outright go make a beeline for us and just beeline for us and just like have at it, have at our blood?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like I think if they did exist, I think that's kind of like how they hunt. They're kind of like alligators or crocodiles in that sense. They're ambush hunters. They'd have to be because they're quick. So they'd have to grab their prey, or those trapdoor spiders. Those things are fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. Instead of building a web, trapdoor spiders, they build a web and like dig a tunnel underground, and then they like have a trapdoor and they wait underground, and then when something goes by, they come out and they grab it and they pull it down into their web of hell. It's fucking horrible. I hate spiders. So trapdoor spiders are fucked up. Mm-hmm. So think of a vampire. He's got a house, like he's just got some fucking home. And he's just got a door, and he could just run out of his house, grab somebody walking out, especially in New York, grab some fucking hobo on the street.
Well, I'm saying
suck their blood, and then pop them back out.
Well, I mean, I'd go to a lot of places. I would say again, like a well.
But why would
place.
It be stalking you? We didn't think about that part.
Why?
What if it What if it wants us to join the vampire club?
Mm.
You know, the vampire club.
Well,
super duper vampire club.
It would get a better reaction if it just talked to me.
Yeah, but it's stalking you to like see if you, it's like Men in Black. It's like, I got to see how you work first. You know, like I got to see how you like what your life is like. I got to see if you're worthy to be a vampire or if I should just eat you. You know, I'm thinking that's why. Because if a vampire is that superhuman, if it's stalking you, it's stalking you because it either wants to eat you or it wants to convert you, I'd imagine. It's stalking you for whatever reason.
Or it could say it's going to convert you to eat you.
Because
yes.
It's a fucking desperate, hungry vampire. Right. Hungry, hungry vampire. Or it's a creepy, weird vampire that gets off on lying to humans and eating them.
Right.
Oh. You know what? Vampires are just... I lied to you. I'm not going to convert you. I'm going to kill you. It's like, oh, well, I've got this squirt gun of holy water. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Ah, ow, ow, damn it. Fucking dick. Oh. Ah, and then you run out the door. It's like, ah, you fucking super soakers and priests, you fucks. You know, super soakers were invented by NASA.
Nice.
A NASA engineer invented the super soaker. Fucking dope, right?
Yeah, that is great.
That's pretty fucking cool. So there you go. We're going to end our awesome hypotheticals on that. Vampire stalking you, I'd say find the closest church. If you don't know where it is, Google map that bitch.
I would try to go to the police.
But we're talking about vampires in New York. We're not talking about if a vampire was in like the Midwest or Chicago.
Yeah, I know. That's
a
whole different animal.
Like if it was in like if you were driving your car and like the vampire had a car.
Yeah, or if it was like
the vampire was on a motorcycle.
It was like in a desert.
No, yeah. Vampire wouldn't even need a motorcycle. It would just fly and turn into a bat and just follow you home. So, yeah, it's either stalking you because it's desperately hungry and there's not a lot of people around, or it wants to convert you. And in that case, you have to decide, I want to die a human or live forever as a vampire?
Yeah, or the vampire doesn't have, like, awesome superpowers.
Yeah,
you know,
it depends. It all depends, man. That's just how it works out. But yeah, that's going to do it for this worst case scenario. Awesome hypotheticals. You guys, thanks for tuning in. Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, if we ended up in a parallel dimension, we would try and survive it by getting the fuck out, trying to get back to ours. We would find scientists. We'd try and talk to people. We'd try and do whatever it would take to get back to our dimension.
Right.
That's how we would try and survive it.
Also, we might fuck around a little bit.
Yes. We would fuck around a bit, but not too much. Armando would Grand Theft Auto that dimension, dick.
Where's the rocket launcher?
Whereas I would be like, you know, I'd just want to explore and be like, isn't it beautiful? Like, what a beautiful, it's so different than ours. Like, and you'd be like, where can I blow shit up? Not even that. Like, can I punch a puppy? Be like, Armando, why do you want to punch a puppy? Because it doesn't matter here. It's like, yeah, it does.
I could punch all the alternate reality people I hate.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Right?
If that's what you... Dude, in that case, I support that.
Right?
You know what? That's fine. One up on that.
Yeah.
Now, if we you're camping and a bear shows up, how do you survive? Armando and I would just let it do whatever it wanted, even if it was sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an invitation to all the bears, just some of them. Just some of you bears. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Yogi. What? Whoops. Whoops. Smokey. Ooh. Did I? Ooh. Sorry, Smokey. Ooh. I'm totally coming on to all the cartoon bears.
Have a lot of fur there.
Yeah. What's another cartoon bear we could creep out?
Wait. Smokey? Yogi.
Honey? Honey? No, that's just a honey bear.
Oh, it's the... What about the Golden Crisp bear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Hey, oh. Teddy Ruxpin. What's going on, Teddy Ruxpin? Oh, no. Yeah. Now, hold on. Let me flip over the cassette. Remember the Teddy Ruxpin had the fucking cassette in the back? Millennials, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, God. Teddy Ruxpin was the weirdest, creepiest, but coolest toy ever. I remember. I tried to feed it a cheeseburger once, and it choked.
It died.
I think I broke its mouth with the cheeseburger. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So be careful with your Teddy Ruxpins, kids, and
your baby,
and 30-year-old men. You're being stalked by a vampire. What do you do? That depends. Is the vampire trying to convert you to being a vampire, or is it just trying to eat you, or is it trying to trick you into being converted?
Yeah,
Either way, I
wouldn't trust it.
Don't trust it. Go to a church. Get a hold of some holy water, get a super soaker, and just, it's like whenever the dog or the cat starts acting up and starts barking, you spray it.
Right.
It's like anytime the vampire comes near, you just spray it, just pss, 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 and it's just, fuck, all right, fine. Damn it, damn it.
Meow.
Meow, meow, I'm a vampire, meow. And squeak, squeak, because I'm a bat too. Vampires can change into all kinds of things, guys. They're like Manimal. Remember Manimal?
Manimal?
Manimal was a TV series that didn't do well in the 80s. And it was about a man that could turn into any animal. It was bad. It was really bad.
Sounds bad.
It was like a knockoff of some fucking mutant, like some X-Man. But it was like a TV show. Anyway, go check out Manimal on YouTube, millennials. But that's how we'd survive those worst-case scenarios. How would you... That's what we want to know. Hit us up in the comments below. Like, download, subscribe on iTunes. Type in Team Awesome Inc. Of course, you can always check us out on soundcast.fm. Follow their tweets at soundcast.fm. We also recorded a Soundworks in Queens. Check them out at Soundworks Queens. Just Google them. You'll know what to do. And if you want to subscribe to us on iTunes and you got an iTunes account or whatever, go to the search bar. Type in Team Awesome Inc. Logo will pop up. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Team Awesome for you. You're fucking welcome. For saving you, by the way, and your lives. You're welcome, right? Shouldn't we? Yeah. Did we save them?
Did we?
I think we had some. I think we did. I think we could have.
I think we did well.
I think we had some good information that we've imparted on them
yes.
in our combined 60,000 years of living, being that we're old as shit now.
Yep, old as shit.
In comparison to people in their 20s, I mean.
We're not a fresh shit. We're a old dry.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
We. Here at Team Awesome, Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.